All right, so I apologize for having to change the time, but thank you that it worked and for making it work, I should say. And I have to be out sharp in order to be on a phone call at 11:15. So we wanted to finish the newspaper topic and then to talk about Motzemach Mas Mitzvah. So we talked about newspapers last time in terms of the concerns, the four different concerns: reading commercial material, reading material that is not Torah, reading material that causes pain to the reader, and reading material that you should never be reading. Those were our four different considerations when it came to newspapers on Shabbos. We noted the justifications. You might need the information, or there might be oneg in them. And then we shifted to discuss the issue of muktzah as it relates, and what's the muktzah status of a newspaper that contains commercial information. So we had said that that Rav Moshe says that it's muktzah machmas gufo. Right, that seems to be Rav Moshe's indication as muktzah machmas gufo, not muktzah machmas iser. And the reason it's not muktzah machmas iser is because there's no iser malacha involved in. We're just reviewing from last time. You're good. Because there's no iser malacha involved in reading the newspaper. So the only issue is muktzah machmas gufo for people who plan not to read the newspaper on Shabbos. So for them, they've made it off limits for themselves. But if you normally read the newspaper, you may be wrong, but it's not muktzah. That was Rav Moshe's position. We then had the Shalma Yehonasan, who made the argument for kli shemalachto le'isser, noting that not everybody agrees that paper with writing on it is a kli, but that's the argument that he makes. We then wanted to talk briefly about Nolad. We discussed this a little bit when we talked about Nolad as the standalone shear. But remember that Nolad is primarily a concern for Yom Tov, not for Shabbos. We said that for Shabbos, the only nolad that's going to be a problem is nolad gomor, something that is completely created on Shabbos. When we say completely created, we don't mean yesh me'ayin, but we mean that it's like the like where the word nolad comes from, right? The egg comes out of the bird. That kind of thing is nolad. If you had something that just became functional in a different way on Shabbos, that's not called nolad, and it's not muktzah on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, on the other hand, anything that changes its function, that changes its form, is going to be considered nolad and will be off limits. So could you make the argument that a newspaper that is printed Friday night or Yom Tov night should be considered to be nolad? So it's hard to make the argument that it's nolad gomor, that it's entirely brand new. I think that's a hard argument to make. Even though you're right that you've transformed the paper into something that's more usable, it's really more of a Yom Tov discussion. So you may argue, and some do, that Nolad doesn't apply to the newspaper because it's the property of a non-Jew. You know, assuming you're not talking about the Jewish-owned media, but you're talking about a non-Jewish-owned newspaper. So you can make the argument it's a non-Jew's property. He is the one who intended to create it that day. And remember, we talked about this. We found the Magen Avram who talked about milking and using eggs from animals that were owned by non-Jews. The Tzitz Eliezer brings it in a tshuva regarding Nolad on Shabbos and electricity that non-Jews generate. I actually brought it, I think, in Beis. That Nolad of non-Jews is not an issue. And Rabbi Dr. Avram Sofer Avram, in his Nishmas Avram, I brought it in Aleph, brings this regarding newspapers and faxes. If you take a look at Aleph, Iton Shinipas B'Shabbat, he says, V'kasav li moreno harav of Neuvert Shlita. Halo be'etzem niyar ze hainu klisha malachto le'isser. He makes the argument that the newspaper, the paper itself, is klisha malachto le'isser. Right? So he is taking the view that it's a kli. So the question is, why should you be allowed to read the newspaper? And no one mentions that there's a nolad issue. Moreinu Rabbeinu is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He said that there's no iser nolad because it's from a non-Jew. Whatever your issues are, klish machto, iser, muktzah, whatever, because of the contents of it, the nolad will not apply because it's from a non-Jew. I had a piece from the Taz, and that's the Tzitz Eliezer that I brought you here in Beis. I see what I did. The Taz asks, then why is it that the Beis Yosef says regarding produce or eggs provided by a non-Jew, if a non-Jew brings you produce, brings you eggs, that you're only allowed to use it if there's no problem of nolad? Why should there ever be a problem of nolad? It's the non-Jew who is bringing it for you. So the Dogma Rav Abba says that that's talking about where it's nolad de'oraisa, Nola de'oraisa means Yom Tov followed Shabbos. And you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov, and it's something that didn't exist at all, like something that's hardcore Nola. That's where it'll be an issue for non-Jews. But otherwise, it will not be an issue. And the Tzitz Eliezer over here that I brought you in Beis quotes that and says that's an issue for eggs, perhaps, but it's not going to apply to other things. So Nola is not going to be a factor when you're dealing with the newspaper, according to these poskim, because of the non-Jew factor. However, there is still one more issue we have to deal with. The non-Jew brings your newspaper from outside the Tchum. So, I'm assuming that's true, right? The Lav Davka, depends on where you're printing. But if the non-Jew brings your newspaper from outside of the Tchum, is it Mukta for that reason? Because you weren't expecting to use it. It wasn't something that was going to be used when Shabbos started. So there are two related concerns regarding items that come from outside the Tchum, as recorded in the Mishnah Berurah. And I brought you the Mishnah Berurah here in Gimel and Dalet to start us off. In Gimel he says, Va'av de'davar shehuva michutz l'tchum kaimel anda asur lehenos mimena. He says, even though when you're talking about something that comes from outside the Tchum, the rule is that someone is not allowed to benefit from it. Who is it? Mishahuva bishvilo. The person for whom it was brought is not allowed to benefit from something that was brought from outside the tchum. Ve'af hacha halo akriya ve'iyun hanoa hilo. And the concern is that reading the newspaper is going to, not a newspaper, he's dealing with a letter, is going to constitute benefit from this letter that was brought from outside the tchum. Hasam taimo mishum gizera shema yomer le'ini yehudi shiyavilo michutz l'tchum. He says, that's only where there's a concern that you're going to tell him, bring this for me from outside the tchum. The reason why we don't want you to benefit from something that was brought for you from outside the tchum is that you're going to tell him to bring such items for you. Avahacha b'igeris l'shayach lomer came, where it's a letter. Letters come at random. You don't know when you're getting a letter. There's no issue of telling him, bring me a letter from, he doesn't know about ordering FedEx and whatever else. That's not what he's talking about. So there's no issue, he says, for letters. She'ena yodeh mi'yishlechlo. He doesn't know who's going to send it to him. So therefore, it's not a concern. And then he adds, also, by the way, it's not really called Hana, because you know, Hana is not from the malacha of him bringing it directly. That's a separate note. But but that's point number one, is we don't want you benefiting from things that come from outside the tchum, lest you tell the non-Jew to bring it for you. Now, may not relate to letters, but it will relate to newspapers, right? Newspapers you order, right? So the Mishnah Berurah dismisses the concern regarding letters, but I don't think you can dismiss it when it comes to newspapers. Correct. So we'll come back to that. But you are correct. We have to talk about that when we talk also about paying for it. So the two will go together. The other comment of the Mishnah Berurah is regarding Muktzah directly in Dalet. V'achronim hiskimu de'in b'zeh mishum Muktzah klal. The Achronim say there is no issue of Muktzah at all with this letter that's brought for you from outside of the Tchum. K'dekaimelan tuf kuf tesvav, d'davar haba michutz l'tchum ein ba iser Muktzah. Afil l'mishahuva bishvilo da'as lehenos menu. He says, even if you're going to tell me you're not allowed to benefit from it because it was brought for you, that still doesn't make it Muktzah. Ho'ol v'royil Yisrael acher lehenos mimena, because another Jew could always benefit from it. The makbid al, meaning it's not only about you. Somebody else could use it, and it will be permitted for him. I just lost the place. The makbid al igeres lihishtamesh bokderach hasochem enichem igeres hamischar b'makom amutznach lo yovdu hei muktzim basel etaltalam. However, he says, if you're talking about a financial document, that's a different story, because then it is indeed off limits for everybody. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to use items that are brought for you from outside the tchum, lest you order them, and I think that is a concern for newspapers. However, it won't necessarily make it muktzah because others would still be able to use it. This introduces for us the general issue of Amir al-Akum, right? You're ordering the newspaper, which isn't only about the delivery, it's also about the printing. You told them, print me a copy of your newspaper. So if a Jew prints it, there's a whole other discussion of Lifnei Iver and whatever else. That's not our discussion right now. But what if it's printed by an Akum? So the general principle is that most readers of these newspapers are not Jewish, right? I'm assuming you're not talking about your Jewish newspaper here. You're talking about society's newspapers, National Post, Globe, Mail, whatever they are. So most of the readers, therefore, are not Jewish. So therefore, you could make the argument, he's not printing for me. He's not printing for me, he's not delivering for me, he doesn't care about me. And that's an argument I could make. However, the Rama says all that goes out the window in Sor Hay. He talks about bread that an Akum baked for himself on Shabbos. Leave aside past Akum issues, that's not our discussion. So look at the Ramah in Hey, Hagah. Aval Oster Litein Lomos, May Erev Shabbos, Vishayitin Lo Apas Bishabbos. You're not allowed to pay him on Friday, and yeah, he's gonna give you bread on Shabbos. Even though he's baking for a whole lot of people who aren't Jewish, does Adaita the Yisrael Ka'avid? Because if you pay him, he has you in mind. He has his customers in mind. So that throws out this idea that I can rely on the fact that he's printing it for people who are not Jewish. He's printing it for me as well. I paid him. And indeed, if Simcha Bunim Kohn in his Sanctity of Shabbos calls it an Amir La'akum Ishu, and he quotes the Ber Moshe, Chelek Vav, Samach Vav, as well as the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein, Dalad Mem Zayin. Now, in truth, we may be able to resolve the printing issue. And the reason why we may be able to resolve the printing issue is because they routinely print many more copies than just for the subscribers. It's not as though they're printing just for the subscribers. If they know they have, 35,123 subscribers, they're printing over and above that whatever they're going to sell at newsstands and general overage, because that's what you do. So so you can make the argument that they didn't print an extra copy for you. That's number one. Number two, the Maram Shik in Or Chaim Kufchav Gimel says the printers don't know anything about who ordered it at all. You think you talk to the printer when you order a newspaper? Who do you talk to when you order a newspaper? It's the person who called you on the phone during dinner, right? That's who you talk to, right? They called you up. They said, do you want a copy of the Star on your whatever, on the weekend, on whatever it is? And if you get worn down and ultimately you say yes, then you're talking to someone who isn't Jewish, who's going to record, okay, now we have X number of subscribers, who's going to send the number off to somebody else, who's going to give the number to the printer, and he's going to say, okay, so I'm printing X number of newspapers. But that now enters the topic of Amira da Amira. It's no longer Amira la Akum, I told the Akum to do it for me. I told the Akum, who told another Akum, who for all I know told the third Akum, to do it. Why does that matter? Because you can construe it as, he's not working for me anymore. He's working for the other Akum who told him to do this. This comes up all the time in hospital situations. Somebody needs to have something done in the hospital. Let's say they're being released from the hospital, and they need to have a cab ordered. Leave aside all the other questions that will come into play. How do you order the cab? So the answer would be, it's better to ask somebody else. However you do that, hint, not hint, whatever, mention verbs, don't mention verbs, but fundamentally, better to have an Akum order it, and better to have the Akum tell another one to be the one to order it. So he's not doing it for you. Now he's doing it for an Akum. He's not doing it for you.
Even though the instruction is for one Akum to tell the other?
Yes, that's correct. That, because what he's telling him isn't an Isner. And the other one is doing it for him. This is the Machlokes. This is Machlokes Achronim. I brought you the Mishneh Berurah who quotes it in Source Vav. We're not going to go through it inside in the interest of time. But the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Avodas HaGershuni, who's written the Chavos Yoyer, prohibiting telling an Akum to tell an Akum. But the Chavos Yoyer himself says that it is Mutter. And the Mishneh Berurah says you can rely on the Mekilim in a case of Hefsed Gadol. So you could argue that, I don't know what the Hefsed Gadol here is, but maybe you can make the argument that it's Amira da Amira, but you still are going to have the delivery issue. You're not getting out of the problem of the delivery. Because the delivery is for you. He takes it to your door. He pulls up the car, right? He throws it from his window, or walks it up to your door, depending on how nice he is. But fundamentally, you can't get around the delivery problem. Indeed, that's where the Ber Moshe gets stuck. In Sor Zion, he says, I got to tell you, you have an Amir La'akum problem. Even if we can solve our Mukta issues, you can't solve the Amir La'akum problem in terms of the delivery. And then there's an additional problem. The Tshuvas Van Hagos in Ches has a separate problem. He says it's Masa Umatan B'Shabbos. You're engaging in commerce on Shabbos because you're not obligated to pay until he actually gives you a newspaper. If you didn't get the newspaper today, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to pay for it. So this is where I come back to what Yaron was saying before and what Adam says now, which is that because you order large amounts in event, you order for larger units of time, and you pay him for it, And you would have to pay that fee even if you missed the Shabbos paper. Maybe they'd give you a refund or they'd give you an extra Shabbos paper or whatever they would do. But you still have to pay what's on the invoice when you order the newspaper. So that's less of a concern.
But when you order the Shabbos paper,
then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. So the poskim say that what one actually should do is tell the akum, don't deliver on Shabbos. That's what they want you to do. They want you to tell them, and then if he delivers, he delivers. But that way, you don't have the problem of him bringing it from outside the tchum for you, because it's not less. It means, right, so that's the thing. What we now have is the ability to order it for particular days of the week. They didn't, when they were talking about this, they just assumed you order the newspaper, you're getting the newspaper every day.
A weekend paper? Don't bring the
newspaper. Right. If you order the Shabbos newspaper and say, don't deliver, no, I don't think that works. But but that's the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas' position. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, I should say, in Lamed Aleph Chav Dalet, says the following. He says, if most of the readers are not Jewish, so therefore they're printing it not for you and all that, then he says you could take the delivery, but better to tell him not to do it. And then he adds in footnote Ayin, if they bring it anyway, you're allowed to use it, because it wasn't printed dafka for you, and it's sort of like a grama, but better to avoid it. He also has one other heta for accepting the delivery if you're in an apartment building, and there are others who are not Jewish who receive the newspaper, so then it's marbe b'shiurim of hotza, and maybe you could be lenient that way. But the bottom line is that it's really an issue.
Isn't the newspaper all the guy drives a car?
Yeah.
So your street, which is filled with newspapers, so
yeah.
Isn't that anyhow Marv Bishur?
No, he breaks outside your house. He's doing a malacha.
Okay.
Right. I mean, how
it
do
depends
I?
Depends how. I don't know.
Did he? I mean, he didn't accelerate from the previous house for you.
I don't know.
No, on my street, they drive down and just toss it out the window.
That's like the liberal, the
yeah.
But the real newspaper, I think they bring it to your door.
The real newspaper I got online. I couldn't tell you what to do with the real newspaper.
But there's no way out if you just order the Saturday Globe or something.
I think it's a problem. I think it is a problem. I'm not your posig. I refer you to your posig, but I think it's a problem. Okay.
Back to last week, I thought the Shabbat magazines and all these things that have made